This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about how Alabama recently passed the strongest abortion ban in the U.S. One pro-life activist says the law's success has a prophetic timing for the birth of her own unborn daughter. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LaStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LaStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat.
Pro-lifers rejoiced as Alabama passed the strongest abortion ban in the U.S. on May 15th. The Human Life Protection Act bans all abortions, except where a woman's health is in danger. And it's what some call a clean bill, meaning that even in cases where babies are conceived in rape or incest, the unborn child is still protected. Reuters reports that 16 states have introduced legislation to restrict abortion rights. Just last month, Georgia passed a similar pro-life law that banned abortions on babies whose heartbeats could be detected in the womb. On top of that, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Ohio have also signed similar heartbeat bills. But the Alabama bill goes further by banning abortions at any time unless, again, the woman's health is in danger. Those performing abortions would be committing a felony punishable by 10 to 99 years in prison. A woman who receives an abortion, though, would not be held criminally liable. Natalie Brumfield, a pro-life Christian activist, thinks the timing of Alabama's new law prophetically coincides with her unborn daughter's birth. She recalls praying for the end of abortion on Easter weekend in 2012 with thousands of other people across the nation. As she flew home from the prayer event, she says the Lord showed her a future glimpse of the daughter she would one day conceive, named Eloise. She said this daughter would be a sign and a wonder for a world-changing stand for life in our nation. She says this, "Eloise is a derivative of Louis, my father's name, meaning mighty in battle, and her middle name, Constantine, is a namesake of the first Roman emperor revivalist, who legalized Christianity and called his nation to Jesus." End quote. As of this recording, Natalie is 9 months pregnant with Eloise. She says this, "It's not a coincidence that she will be born this week, the week this Mighty in Battle life bill passed in Alabama, and will go on to challenge Roe v. Wade." End quote. If Alabama's new bill encourages you, why don't you tell someone about it? And while you're at it, tell them about the Charisma News podcast, where you'll hear important news stories from a Christian perspective. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.